truckers with the lights. Maybe just a little bit more on Saturday night. She knows a good road to paradise. That's just enough to keep the highway bright. Yeah, mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by heart. She can tell Wyoming by the wind. She can tell another trucker by the rig that he's in. She knows how to watch the river bend. She knows where the real south begins. Well, mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Shield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by
here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With his re-election effort becoming more complicated, President Biden will hold a solo news conference this afternoon at the conclusion of the NATO summit.
Vermont's Peter Welch has become the first Democrat in the Senate to publicly call for Biden to step aside. And the website Axios reports Senate Leader Chuck Schumer is privately signaling to donors that he's open to Biden dropping out. Schumer said this to reporters Tuesday.
As I've said before, I'm with Joe.
In the House, at least nine Democrats are now calling on Biden to withdraw. And former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent shockwaves through the Capitol, saying she'll support whatever decision the president makes.
The Senate passed and sent to President Biden the Federal Prison Oversight Act to field and investigate complaints in the wake of rampant sexual abuse and other criminal misconduct by federal prison staff. A bipartisan group of senators announced a deal on legislation barring members of Congress, their spouses, and dependent children from trading in stocks. This is a
offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Summer is heating up, just like the deals at Omaha Steaks. From perfectly aged steaks to juicy burgers, Omaha Steaks is your summer grilling headquarters. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale at omahasteaks.com for exclusive, unconditional money-back guaranteed packages starting at $99. Plus, get an extra $10 off with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY, for an extra $10 off. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale today before these deals go up in smoke.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. August milk up 7 yesterday to 2020, September up 14 to 2070, October up 20 to 2062, November milk up 16 to 2016. Cheese markets from yesterday, barrels steady at 194, 40-pound blocks up a quarter to 197, one trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 3.5 to 330.5, nine trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 118, two trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 49. And no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets and hogs all mostly lower. Lower boxed beef prices have led to concerns about consumer demand as the summer continues on, and that's led to long liquidation in the cattle markets. Hog markets continue to move mostly lower, even though they're severely oversold. Again, it's the worry on consumer demand that continues to affect the market. August live cattle down 10 cents to 182.25. August feeder cattle down $1.37 to 254.30. July hogs down 87 cents to 88.45. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets were mixed, soybeans and wheat mostly lower. Weather's really the big driver here in the markets yesterday, as the remnants of Hurricane Beryl providing a much needed moisture in the eastern Corn Belt, and an extended forecast that is showing up warmer conditions for the Corn Belt, which should help with crop development, all led to lower prices for most of the grain complex. July corn up 3 to 403 and a quarter. New crop down 1 and a quarter to 407 and a quarter. July beans down 20 and a quarter to 1141 and a quarter. New crop down 13 to 1067. Chicago wheat, July down 10 and 3 quarters to 543 and a half. September down 10 and a half to 561 and a half. Minneapolis wheat, September down 6 and a half to 611. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 344, August and September 344, new crop 352. Cash beans at 1053, new crop at 987. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 375 and three quarters, August 370 and three quarters, September 365 and three quarters, new crop 362 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 376, August 375, new crop 362. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 348, new crop 352. Cash beans 1061, new crop 992. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 358, new crop 357, cash beans 1056, new crop at 982. at Red Wing Grains, cash corn 377, August 375, new crop 362, cash and August beans 1093, new crop at 1008. Meyer Brothers Green Elk Mound, cash corn 349, new crop 354, cash beans 1068, new crop 995. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 182 to 205, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 183, market cows 107 to 140, bulls 138 to 170, calves at 300 to 990, beef steers 167 to 435, Holstein steers 190 to 335. Sheep markets, market lambs 180 and down, light lambs 180 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 105 and down, goat markets, does 120 and down, bucks 145 and down. Meanwhile, at Sombrota, finished beef steers 185 to 199, finished beef heifers 185 to 200, finished dairy steers 175 to 186, market cows 111 to 129, market bulls 154 to 180. That is a check of markets. Reporting from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, I'm Brian Winnekins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunder shower this afternoon. Our high right around 82. Tonight it'll be clear, 63. Tomorrow sunshine, 84. The weekend, we're going to crank it up with some sunshine and highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Summertime is barbecue season. Kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches. This stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. I can work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Be a millionaire in a week or two.
out of loving you. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
Swing it. A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. George Jones, High Tech Redneck, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good Thursday morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low 60s across the region this morning. Mid-80s for highs today and a warming trend coming up. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast here next hour. Also next hour, we continue our conversation with Randy Romanski, the Wisconsin Secretary of Agriculture, continuing our conversation a little bit about the H5N1 virus and what that means and some of the things the state is doing with that. And we'll continue our conversation with Secretary Romanski next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we
can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside who really did all the work. Let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. AI can learn uses for modern-day agriculture. We'll explain coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Researchers have been collecting data for centuries. Now, artificial intelligence can learn some of that information and use it for modern-day applications in agriculture. Austin O'Brien is an associate professor of computer science at Dakota State University in Madison, South Dakota. He says many colleges and universities use their own test crops and herds as a source of information. And it's time to put all of the research and data collection to work.
So whether that's having drones that can be able to fly over these different fields, take pictures, identify where you might have, like you say, crop damage, disease, pests, things like that, or where you might need to enrich the soil better, things of that nature. That's kind of where we're getting started, and then automating the process of having these machines perhaps do them on their own as well. That's kind of more of, I think, the long-term goal that we would have for kind of the automated things.
O'Brien says researchers are also looking into applications for AI use in animal production.
You know, being able to identify diseases as early as possible, so maybe getting pictures of them or other sensors, you know, heat, temperatures, things like that, and so that you can get in front of disease and kind of catch it on an animal before it spreads through the herd farther than it might have otherwise, or get it earlier than it might have otherwise.
While AI may be a comparatively new tool, O'Brien says keeping information safe is something they've been doing at Dakota State for many years.
That's kind of something that we've been known as. So along with the artificial intelligence, we're trying to make sure that we're securing information and the data, and then making sure that all of these tractors are safe, all of the information that's coming and going from them, that control is safe from anyone trying to hack into them. So that's just a whole other angle as well. You know, how is their data, how is it going to be used in the AI if they're, you know, wanting to help supply that? And then also, how can they keep their machinery safe from any would-be attacks?
O'Brien says using AI could create even greater accuracy for things such as meeting nutrition requirements on livestock feed rations or applying crop protection products in the field. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Endurance has paid hundreds of millions in claims. Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-290-6207. That's 800-290-6207. 800-290-6207.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thundershower this afternoon. Our high right around 82. Tonight it'll be clear, 63. Tomorrow sunshine, 84. The weekend, we're going to crank it up with some sunshine and highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Summertime is barbecue season. Kick it up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches. This stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset. And that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Well, it was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Like an old photograph, time can make a feeling fade, but the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said a heart don't forget something like that. Oh, not something like that.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tim McGraw on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low 60s across the region, mid 80s today. And we'll have our ag weather forecast here next hour. The Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association has announced its award winners at the annual summer tour. Cattlemen of the Year, Spring Creek's Cattle Company. Bob and Rhonda Mitchell family from Boscobel, congratulations. The Friend of the Cattleman, Brad Robson of Viroqua. The Environmental Stewardship Award goes to Reichert Land and Cattle. That's Chris and Jenny Reichert from Sheboygan Falls. And the Beef Quality Assurance Award went to Deer Creek Angus, Greg and Karen Denzine of Phillips. So congratulations to all of those winners with the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America. That's next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. 3 weeks ago, a series of thunderstorms rumbled through Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, and Minnesota, dropping 5 to 9 inches of rain and leading to the most severe flooding on record in that part of the country. Cleanup is underway, and I'll have more details when we return.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or 3 decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
The recent flooding in the Midwest caused significant devastation across multiple states, as heavy rains on saturated soils led to record high water levels in many areas, causing widespread damage to homes, businesses, farms, and infrastructure. Across South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska, residents are now assessing the damage and cleaning up the mess, with some preparing to rebuild. In Spencer, Iowa, which was flooded by record flow from the Little Sioux River, planning director Adam Severson said that nearly 2,100 of the town's 5,000 structures have been damaged, with 80 homes collapsed or uninhabitable. Across southeast South Dakota, the Office of Emergency Management has requested a joint primary damage assessment with FEMA to verify the extent of damages, and individuals have until tomorrow to submit their reports, so it will be several weeks before details start to come into focus. Upstream of Mankato, Minnesota, on the Blue Earth River, the Rapidian Dam partially collapsed from the deluge, releasing more than a century's worth of sediment into the river and significantly weakening a crucial bridge. On top of all of these issues, farmers and rural residents are dealing with thousands of miles of closed or washed-out secondary roads and millions of flooded acres. Crop consultant Michael Cordonnier estimates that between 0.5 and 1 million acres will be lost for this growing season as a result of the rainfall. As the floodwaters pushed south and into the Missouri River Basin, they provided the first real test of the improved levees in Nebraska and Missouri. The levee system along the Missouri was upgraded following the floods of 2019, and officials with the Army Corps of Engineers have been pleased with their performance. While the flood risks on the Missouri River have receded, high water is still a problem on the Mississippi. Several locks closed on Friday due to high water levels, and officials in Iowa have restricted recreational boating. River levels at Rock Island, Illinois, were expected to crest yesterday, and by Friday, the crest will be at Hannibal, Missouri. I'll be back after this with more.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
The late June rain event in the northern Corn Belt was staggering, not just because of its damage totals, but because of the rainfall totals. Meteorologist and Nutrien Senior Science Fellow Eric Snodgrass reviewed the maps and found that more than 7 million acres received 6 or more inches of rain. That's 162,924 gallons of water per acre. That's a lot of water. And that's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Flex your ruggedness in the Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek. Take on those big bad trails with big bad 18-inch beadlock style wheels with all-terrain tires.
Obstacles? What obstacles? Rock Creek trim, exclusive extra ground clearance, easily maneuvers over uneven terrain.
From rocky trails and muddy paths to sandy dunes and snowy roads, there's plenty of places to show off this SUV.
Find your path in the Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through. And I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stick out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. Gotta get a little mud on the tires. Moonlight on a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night. Soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
Gives your game away. It's strawberry red and mine's
me so bad, I'm in misery. It's breaking my heart, can't you see? Baby, baby, have mercy on me. Well, I called you up on the telephone. I could hear you was playing Hagar and Jones. I knew right then that there was something wrong. There's only one reason you play cheating songs. Have mercy on me. You treat me so bad, I'm in misery. It's breaking my heart, can't you see? Baby, baby, have mercy on me, yeah. Well, I went to the bank with my little checkbook. The cashier, he gave me the strangest look. He said, you ain't got no money 'cause you're drawn. Your man took it all and he's a done gone. Have mercy on me. You treat me so bad, I'm in misery. It's breaking my heart, can't you see? Baby, baby, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. You treat me so bad, I'm in misery. Breaking my heart, can't you see? Baby, baby, have mercy on me.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is looking forward to getting an in-state soybean crushing plant. Farmer Andy Benson says once built as an in-state soybean processing plant, it should improve the bottom line for many soybean growers. Anytime we can increase the supply of meal closer to the end user, it's a win-win. More money for soybean farmers and less money to spend for those that need to feed soybean meal. We have a larger supply and we have less transportation costs, and that should net out to a cheaper source of protein for our livestock producers. CHS is developing the soybean crushing facility in Evansville, and Benson says it's been a slow process that will still take some time to complete. Maplewood-based 3M's CFO is stepping down to run food and agriculture giant ADM. The departure of Manish Padawala leaves new CEO Bill Brown with the first major executive role to fill in his tenure, which started in May. Padawala's last day at 3M will be July 31st. He starts his role as chief financial officer and executive vice president at Chicago-based ADM the very next day. Agriculture in Wisconsin contributes a staggering $105 billion to the state's economy. And to bridge the gap between urban and rural communities, the 2024 Agricultural Community Engagement Twilight Meetings are offering opportunities for an open dialogue. They'll be held at dairy farms in St. Croix, Wood, Kewaunee, and Columbia counties August 26th through the 29th. The meetings will help bridge together community leaders, elected officials, educators, and residents to connect and learn from Wisconsin's dairy industry. The ACE Twilight meetings are a fantastic way to get involved and understand the shared challenges and goals facing our communities, said John Hagg, a Wisconsin dairy producer and president of the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. Open discussion with farmers, officials, and conservationists can pave the way to solve critical issues in our state, he said. For more information on the ACE Twilight meetings, just visit the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin website. The agricultural trade deficit, or the value of exports from U.S. versus imports into the country, increased in the first 8 months of the fiscal year. USDA data says the deficit was at $15.2 billion thus far in the 23-24 marketing year that runs through September 30th. That compares to a deficit of $3.89 billion during the same period last year. From October 1st of 2023 through the end of May, exporters shipped $122.3 billion worth of agricultural products. At the same time, the agency report says importers brought in $137.6 billion in goods. The ag trade deficit in the 2023 fiscal year that ended September 30th totaled a record $17.2 billion. The agency says that compares with a surplus of $1.92 billion a year earlier. Exporters shipped $13.7 billion worth of agriculture products in May while importing $18 billion for a deficit of $4.27 billion for the month. The last of Hurricane Beryl is expected to move through the Ohio Valley and into the Northeast, which the National Weather Service says will leave flooding in its wake. The agency says flooding's expected in much of northern Illinois as the last of the storm moves out of the region. Tropical moisture will continue to contribute to heavy rainfall, the Weather Service said. Another 2 inches of rain is likely in northern Illinois by the end of the week, which will make flooding worse in some areas. At the other end of the forecast spectrum, extremely hot weather's on the way for western and central Nebraska, bringing the significant potential for wildfires. Temperature in that region are expected to be among the hottest so far this year. Elevated fire conditions are likely as humidity values drop below 20% in the panhandle in far southwest Nebraska, and high temperatures there will surpass 100 degrees. Things are also expected to warm up here in Wisconsin, as we'll have temperatures in the 90s by the weekend. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services
help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or a thundershower this afternoon. Our high right around 82. Tonight it'll be clear, 63. Tomorrow sunshine, 84. The weekend, we're going to crank it up with some sunshine and highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Summertime is barbecue season. Kick it up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches. This stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sticking to my shoes. Now I look out my front porch at this panoramic view. I can sit and watch the fields fill up with rays of golden sun, or watch the moon lay on the fences like that's where it was hung. My blessings aren't in front of me. It's not about the land. I'll never beat the view from my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Yeah. I've traveled here and everywhere following my job. I've seen the paintings from the air brushed by the hand of God. The mountains and the canyons reach from sea to shining sea. But I can't wait to get back home to the one he made for me. Cause anywhere I'll ever go and everywhere I've been, nothing takes my breath away like my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most. Oh, the view I love the most is my front porch looking.
From the corner of my eye I saw you and you laughed. You were sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you.